You ready?
Okay, so it is May 19th of 2026, Alpine School District Board of Education. I am calling our board meeting to order at 6.02 p.m. I want to acknowledge that Board Member Peterson is not here today. She's excused. And then also want to recognize that Board Member Beeson is online. Next up on our agenda, we have the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Craig Brinkerhoff, and then our inspirational thought will be shared by Superintendent Smith.
Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for the opportunity just to share a quick thought. I hear a lot about fear, and something I've been thinking a lot about, and just wanted to share a brief thought about fear and how we can stop feeding it. Fear grows when it is avoided. Every time you delay action because of fear, you make that fear stronger. Over time, fear begins to control decisions and limits potential. However, fear loses power the moment it is faced directly. Action weakens fear. Experience weakens fear. Consistency weakens fear. Confidence is built by moving through uncertainty, not by waiting for fear to disappear. Most fears are bigger in our minds than in reality. The longer we feed them with hesitation, the stronger they become. Starve your fear by taking action. Amen.
Thank you, Superintendent. Next up on our agenda, we have community comments, and we do not have any community comments at this time, so we will move past that. Next up, we have discussion action items. Superintendent.
Thank you, President King. We have a couple of policies. I'm going to invite Craig Brinkerhoff to join us. Thank you for the policy committee moving quickly to work through these policies so we can bring them to the board for consideration. At the same time, we have a tentative agreement with our certified staff. So with that, we'll turn some time over to Craig. Craig, we'll start with policy 4062 transfer.
Thank you, Superintendent. So policy 4062, transfer of educators, we added a definition to this policy as part of our negotiations. The definition is personnel needs. If you'd like, I can read through that, but you should have that or receive that. Basically, as part of our transfer process of educators, one of the options that a principal can use as far as determining who's going to transfer where and when, personnel needs is one of those options, but it was never defined. So the association requested that we include a definition, and Human Resources has provided that definition, and it's been agreed to between the parties, and that's what we've added to this policy.
Okay, so I will, we can either discuss this or we can take action on it. I'm willing to entertain a motion.
I move that we approve policy 4062, transfer of educators.
Second.
So we have a motion by Board Member Lincoln and a second by Board Member Wilson to approve policy 4062, the transfer of educators. Any discussion?
I think this just is a good, rather than vague language, personnel needs. This kind of helps our employees understand exactly why actions are being taken, and it's all for the betterment of the school, whether it's a special need they have in a program they're sponsoring. Anyway, they're delineated instead of this vague personnel needs. You know, I think it's a good move.
Okay, so any other discussion? Seeing none, we have a motion to approve policy 4062, transfer of educators, with a motion by Board Member Lincoln and a second by Board Member Wilson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Sarah?
Yeah, aye.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear you. Okay, any opposed? That appears to pass unanimously. Next up, policy 4135, guidelines for reduction of force, superintendent.
Go ahead, Craig.
Oh, sorry, I was going
to keep going, Craig. Yeah, he's going to keep going. Paul Fisher.
Thank you. So policy 4135, this is another one that has the same addition, the same definition. This is guidelines for reduction of force. So similar to what we would, criteria we would use for transferring a teacher if we had to get to a point where we were doing a reduction in force of teachers. Also, one of the criteria is personnel need, and so we've included that same definition here. We would encourage you to pass this.
Okay, so we can leave the discussion action, or I'll entertain a motion if we want to take action.
I move that we approve policy 4135, guidelines for reduction in force.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Board Member Lincoln and a second by Board Member Bateman. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor of approving policy 4135, guidelines for reduction in force, with a motion by Board Member Lincoln and a second by Board Member Bateman, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that appears to pass unanimously. Craig, policy 4162, health and disability.
Thank you. So our legislature has updated the state code that relates to parental leave for various reasons. One of the reasons is foster parents. And so we have updated this policy to be consistent with the updates in state legislative code for foster parents and parental leave related to foster parents. And we would encourage your adoption of this policy.
Okay, so we, this is a discussion action, but I can entertain a motion to move this to action.
I move that we vote to approve policy 4162, health and disability.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Board Member Wilson and a second by Board Member Lincoln. Any discussion?
Julie, I was just going to say on this particular policy, if you notice at the top for the statement of policy, we did add that the Alpine School District Board of Education supports families. We included supports families and then recognizes health and disability leave. And it's just something our committee felt strongly, but again, it's just a reminder that we do work with families in the district, as we consider these policies, we are linking arms with families and parents in our district.
So can I actually ask a question about that? I respect that the changes we're making in this policy apply to foster parents, which as a former foster parent, fully supportive of. But a lot of the health and disability policy is specific to health and disability of an individual, which may not be specific to a family situation. It may just be that an individual is dealing with a personal disability and may not be qualified under family, I guess. So I'm just wondering that.
So this is where we have our parental leave housed. Perhaps we could break it out and create a separate policy that would be more appropriate, or adjust the title. Because it is where we've already included parental leave, we also included the foster parent leave here as well. That is something that we could consider is making it its own policy.
It's just, you know, like when we're talking about, like, for example, in 2.1 long-term disability, right, that's specific to, like, an individual's, I understand that the parental leave is housed in here. It's just not the only thing that's housed in here, if I'm reading it correctly. And so while I understand the point and I understand it, I also want to make sure that we recognize that we have individuals, we also support all of our employees, whether they are married, have children, or do not. And so I'm wondering if, I hate doing this, right? This is Mark's favorite thing, is when we do this on the fly, he loves it, it's his favorite.
I know, Julie, are you saying that you would be okay with a possible policy, a different policy title?
I'm not asking for a different title. I guess I'm struggling a little bit with this because I want to make sure we're inclusive for all of our employees, and I appreciate the sentiment and the intent. I'm just struggling a little bit with, we support all of our employees, whether they, however we define family or whatever. And I get that we're talking about parental leave.
Julie, are you referring just to the change that was made in the policy statement?
Yeah.
Just those few words, okay.
Yeah, I'm not, well, yeah, please.
I'll, we just substitute employees for families.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just strike those three words. Once again, it's not that I'm not saying that we don't support families. We obviously do. We want that to exist. I am struggling with, I want to make sure we're inclusive for every employee. And while I understand that this is, you know, in the 2.1 section, we're talking specifically about parental leave, there are other things like long-term disability and extended sick leave that apply that are not suggestive of adoption or foster care or, you know, paternity or maternity leave. I just want to make sure that we're inclusive for all employees.
Would you be okay with supports employees and their families?
Yeah, I would be supportive of that.
Okay. I forget how we do a friendly amendment.
I think because you made the motion, Nita, I think you can accept a friendly amendment.
You can do it one of two ways. You can amend the motion that's on the table, or you can offer an alternative or a substitute motion, which is the new motion.
Sarah, are you amenable with that language where we say Alpine supports employees and their families?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. In that case, I would like to amend my motion that we pass, vote in favor of policy 4162 with the following change in the policy statement. The Alpine School District Board of Education supports employees and their families. Can you note that, Craig? Okay.
Charlene, you made the second. Are you willing to second the amended motion?
I'll second.
I'll second.
Okay, any other discussion?
I just want to point out that this also clarifies postpartum leave as well and puts some parameters around foster care leave so that, like, both parents aren't taking, using this dual, you know, doubling up on leave that's not fair. Anyway, there's other parameters that make sense that are also in the bill.
What lines are those parameters on?
Okay, it's towards the end of the bill. Yeah. I'll find that for me.
Rental leave's down at the bottom of your parental leave. So, number 2.1 is the definitions. It's on the screen, if that's helpful.
Is it 2.7.38? Is that in section 2.7.3 about?
Yeah, it's
the child that has two foster and individual employees.
That's what I'm referring to. And the nature of foster care is just different because there's no pregnancy, of course, and it can be used intermittently instead of all at one time. So,
because children come and go.
Anyway, I think it makes sense.
Okay, so we have a motion by Board Member Wilson and a second by Board Member Lincoln to approve policy 4162 with the previously stated amendments. All in favor of approving the policy, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that appears passed unanimously. Next up, Craig, policy 4165, personal leave.
Thank you. So policy 4165, we made a small adjustment here. A one-year pilot program from July 1 to June 30th, 2027. That grants educators the maximum number of personal leave days up to 10 and allows them to take those without a doc.
Okay, so policy 4165, personal leave. Do we have a motion to approve this policy?
I move to approve policy 4165, personal leave.
Okay, we have a motion by Board Member Bateman. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Lincoln. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none. All in favor of approving policy 4165, personal leave, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Yeah, that appears to pass unanimously. Next up, policy 4191, salary lane changes. Craig.
Thank you. So one small change on this one, under 1.3.1, that we're allowing 10 semester hours of USPE micro-credential credit instead of 5 to be earned in school year for this 2026-2027 school year. Previously, it was 5 semester hours, and this changes it to 10.
Okay, so do we have a motion regarding policy 4191 salary lane changes?
I move to approve policy 4191 salary lane changes.
One second.
So we have a motion by Board Member Lincoln and a second by Board Member Bateman. Any discussion? Craig, am I reading this right? This looks like another kind of pilot program. It's really only in effect for 1 year. Is that accurate?
It's beginning.
It says beginning, so it doesn't have an ending.
So this one's not a pilot one. Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, seeing none, we have a motion to approve policy 4191, salary lane changes, with a motion by Board Member Lincoln and a second by Board Member Bateman. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Yeah, that appears to pass unanimously. Next up, the 2026-2027 certified agreement. Superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Brinkerhoff, for that. And thanks to our ADA leadership board here, Mike, Derek, and Brandon, and to the teams, the negotiating teams. The names here are on the agreement, you can say, but also thanks to Cami, who led our team, and all those who participated. A year that not a lot of money to talk about, so there were some policies and other adjustments to talk about. And I just want to express thanks to the board for your support and to the teams as we work through these issues together. And invite Mike to come up. Do you want to say anything, or would you rather not say anything tonight? Maybe share a little detail with the ratification.
I have two speeches.
The short one.
I don't know which one to give.
The short speech.
I'd like to see where they're going to vote first. So, thinking on the way in from my house today, 26 years ago, I stood here, and there used to be a podium right here, and I was introduced as by Lily Taylor at the next ADA president. I'm like, hey, this is great. You know, only 3 years, and I can get out of it. And 26 years later, I'm still standing here. So it's kind of bittersweet to stand here tonight because this is the last official Alpine contract that we will approve. And we've had our ups and downs over the years. The very first time I went into negotiations, and I'm just gonna say it. You know, we had people from both sides of the table climbing over the table to try to hit each other. And I'm like, I'm chairman of negotiations and I don't like this. So between the superintendent and I and a few of us, we changed the way that we do a few things, and we built a very strong relationship. A very strong relationship. Probably one that you don't see that often between a union and an employer. And part of that is because we have great board members and great superintendents and great administrators to deal with. And so, with that said, this is kind of bittersweet because there wasn't a lot of money this year. And so, we tried to focus on some things to help teachers with their workload and to try to free up some time for them as well to prepare for the split. We knew that as the communities voted on the split, this was going to be difficult to try to determine contracts and money and everything else. I just want to say one thing, because many of you are on other boards as well. As we move forward into the different districts and everything, our bread and butter is our students. We're here for our students. But if it wasn't for our employees, our students wouldn't be successful. And let's not forget our employees, because they are very important to the success of any district. We do appreciate the contract, and we appreciate everything that you have done, and we hope that we can get this approved and move on. Thank you.
Okay, so we have a motion regarding the 2026-2027 certified agreement.
I move to approve the 2026-2027 certified agreement.
Second motion.
Okay, so we have a motion by Board Member Bateman and a second by Board Member Cronin. Any discussion?
President King, could you clarify, or maybe this is a wrong question, I'm not sure, clarify, according to the law, policy that was in place at the time of the vote, correct, is creation date, carries forward and applies. So what is the situation with these changes that we make?
Between the creation date and between the new districts?
They just apply to Alpine, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
New boards could choose to, between creation date and when those new boards launch and the allocation date, they can choose to add to existing policy. They can't reduce.
They can't reduce
existing policy.
Okay, that's just what I wanted to make clear.
For 1 year afterwards. Sorry, I should do all the asterisks. Yeah.
We think we all know what we're talking about, but yeah, we should say it.
Any other discussion?
I just want to say thank you to Mike. You have known this job for a very long time, and I think probably the majority of the people that you work so hard for have no clue the depth of the weight of your role and responsibility that you carry. So thank you for always coming with your best self and looking out for people who have no idea what you're actually doing for them. And I appreciate all your work over the years, and hope that you leave here feeling really proud of the people that you represent.
Okay, so we have a motion by Board Member Bateman and a second by Board Member Clement to approve the 2026-2027 certified agreement. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that appears to pass unanimously. Next up, Superintendent, the 2026 Summer and Fall Adjusted Board Meeting Calendar.
Okay, thank you. In discussions with board members Tuesday morning, superintendent meeting, we have learned that there might be need of a meeting like tonight. And it might be more helpful to board members to have those meetings on schedule and cancel those meetings if not needed, rather than to find a meeting as busy as you are and try to say, can you all come? So we've presented to you in your packet additional meetings for the month of September and October, and put them on the calendar. Again, if there are not business items, if there is not a ratification or a concurrence item from one of the new districts that we need to take on, we can always cancel those meetings. And so we'd recommend your approval of this adjusted board meeting calendar for 2026.
Okay, so do we have a motion regarding the 2026 Summer and Fall Adjusted Board Meeting Calendar?
I move that we I move that we approve the 2026 summer and fall adjusted board meeting calendar.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Board Member Wilson and a second by Board Member Lincoln. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sarah?
I don't think you guys ever hear me when I say aye.
We can't. So this time there's an awkward pause. It just means we need you to repeat.
Aye, sorry.
Thanks, Sarah. Any opposed? Okay, that appears to pass unanimously. We do have need of a closed session this evening. We are required to do a roll call vote. I will entertain a motion for us to move into closed session for the purpose of personnel litigation or negotiations.
So moved.
Motion by Board Member Wilson, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Bateman, and roll call vote. I will ask each member to say aye or nay as their name is called. Board Member Wilson.
Aye.
Board Member Lincoln.
Aye.
Board Member Clement.
Aye.
Board Member Bateman.
Aye.
Board Member King. Aye. Board Member Beeson.
Aye.
Okay, that appears to pass unanimously. We are now closing the meeting and moving into closed session. Thank you. 6:28 p.m.